previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, this morning we've got a very important guest in the studio, Charlie T.
I see so.
Now, when most of us hear the title British High Commissioner, we imagine someone attending important meetings, discussing international relations, and representing the UK in South Africa. But behind the title is a person whose job is to build relationships, solve problems, support British citizens abroad, and strengthen ties between two countries.
And I see there's a good reason why they call it the British High Commissioner. He's quite tall.
Yeah, he is quite tall.
So, hence High Commissioner.
Sorry, Charlton, let me just pre-warn you, he is full of jokes.
No, no.
This morning,
has been told before.
Is it? Okay.
You have been warned. This morning, welcome. We have been joined by the British High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm going to start off with the first very basic question for you. For someone hearing the title High Commissioner for the first time, what does a typical day look like in the shoes of a High Commissioner?
Well, as I say, it's great to be with you, and thank you for your time. You actually described it pretty well, especially the bit about building partnerships between my country and the countries that we are posted to, whether we're High Commissioners or Ambassadors. They're the same thing, by the way, just in case anyone is wondering.
Yeah. Okay.
It just depends on whether we're in or out of the Commonwealth.
So it is the same thing. An ambassador and a High Commissioner is the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. We are. The generic title is Head of Mission. But to your question, I mean, so my day is really focused on working with my teams across South Africa. We have just over 300 people, actually, for one reason or another, in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. We used to have a consulate here in Gqeberha. Unfortunately, we closed that down probably about 25 years ago. We have an honorary consul now here, a lovely guy called John Denham, who I'm looking forward to seeing later. Mm. But my day is really focused on where do we build those partnerships. Quite a lot of it, of course, is in Pretoria with the federal government, the national government. But we also try and get out and about, not only to our consulate in Cape Town, but you know, this trip to Gqeberha and Bisho this week. I was in KZN in Durban and Maritzburg last week. So it's really just we'll go and talk to anyone who we think we can have a conversation with about building the partnership that then builds jobs, economic opportunities, security, not only for British citizens overseas, as you mentioned, but also for the people of South Africa, the people of UK. And I would actually be so ambitious as to say that if we get it right working together in places like the G20, we can also make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Nana Wayne officially welcomed you to the studio. I'd just like to say hi, Commissioner.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry, it's always just left open right here. That's a bad dad joke.
The last High one will Commissioner. Be by Commissioner.
Yes, it's down there. Now, how do you describe the relationship between South Africa and the UK currently?
So I think we have a really deep and broad partnership. I mean, the one thing, it is built on a long history and a shared history. And not all, of course, that history is straightforward. Some of it is really quite challenging. And I have always felt that there's no point shying away from that. His Majesty the King, my King, when he was hosting President Ramaphosa for a state visit in London in November 22, used a phrase that we have sort of tweaked a little bit to try and describe this, which is we need to understand the consequences of our shared history if we're going to unlock the potential of our common future. Yeah. And that is what we are now looking to do. We are the biggest investor in South Africa, biggest international investor, with about £26 billion. I think that's about just over 520 billion rand, supporting 100,000 jobs. But we also, as I say, we work together on climate change. We work together on global health issues. Mm. We work together on violence against women and girls. We have this incredibly broad relationship now. And what we are aiming to do is to keep looking forward, keep finding ways of broadening it and deepening it.
Yeah. You mentioned investments, which is critical and key. What sectors are attracting the most British investments into South Africa right now?
So it's quite a broad-based relationship. I mean, the big ones, I think, are still mining, advanced manufacturing, financial services, consumer goods. I think those are probably top of the list. But as I say, we are always looking to find new opportunities. There's a lot of investment now, of course, going into renewable energy as we support South Africa on their just energy transition. British International Investment, which is our sort of development arm, they are big investors in renewable energy, but also in things like affordable housing. And also some healthcare projects that I was visiting a year or so ago up in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. So it's quite broad-based, and we're looking to keep finding new ways of deepening it.
Now, if a South African had to visit the UK for the first time, what would you tell them not to miss right now if they went over, including myself? It's on my bucket list, sadly to say.
Well, there is a lot to do. And one thing, actually, if I may, we run this fantastic scholarship program called the Chevening Scholarships, and we send off about 35 to 40 best and brightest of South Africa off to do a fully paid master's each year. Oh. And we always talk to them that when you're going, obviously you're going to go and study, you must also come back. But while you're there, make sure you explore the country and the whole of the United Kingdom. So, you know, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. Yeah. There's some fantastic heritage. There's some National Trust sites. But there's also sport. There's arts. There's culture. I was in London last week and regretted not being able to get to the Chelsea Flower Show. There's an amazing guy called Leon Kluker who works out at Group Boss.
Actually saw that on socials.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I think that's third year in a row he's won a gold medal. So, you know, there's a lot to do, and get there soon.
Yeah, I will.
Even me. I mean, you've spent a fair amount of time in South Africa. Let's talk about Anthony. What's Anthony's favorite food or South African food? Do you have a favorite dish?
I'm not sure I have one single favorite dish. I mean, one thing I think is amazing about this country is the sheer diversity. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do love a braai. But I also love the fresh
braai.
For 5 years. It took me 4.5 years to stop saying barbecue. But no, I love the fish. I love the fruit, the salads. I also, you know, again, I mean, the food that reflects the history of the country. So, you know, I do love bobotie. I venture occasionally towards a Durban curry, but make sure I don't
can't go wrong there.
Because there's a different scale you're talking about here.
Yeah, you know, we've got volcanoes.
Hot English curry is basically mild in Durban.
Yeah.
Now, on our show, we like to do this with all of the guests that do join us, and it's a bit of a rapid fire where we just ask you questions and you just shoot. Whatever comes to your brain first, you give me an answer. You're going to give us those questions, Charlie?
Yeah,
without Anthony can give us the answers.
Trying to think. Okay, Anthony, here goes. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Rugby or football?
Football, just.
All right. Cape Town or London?
Careful there.
Okay, I'm going to go off the record. Cape Town.
Cape Town. Braai or barbecue?
Braai.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Okay. Biltong or fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
This is an interesting one. The Beatles or Queen?
Oh.
Queen.
Wow, okay. English countryside or South African beaches?
South African beaches.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
Nice. Anthony Philipson, who is the British High Commissioner to South Africa from the UK, joins us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast. Just one last thing from your side. I mean, if you could leave South Africans with one message about the future relationship between South Africa and the United Kingdom, what would it be?
I think we have to be really ambitious. We, as I said, we have this extraordinary long shared history, but we have now built this extraordinary modern day partnership. We've celebrated it through state visits. A lot of my ministers, including the Prime Minister, came here last year for the G20. And I think what we should be is, as I say, really ambitious, really bold. We live in a very, very complicated world. There are some real challenges that I've always felt the government here has been very open about. We share some of those challenges as well around economic growth, security. So we have to work together, and we have to keep addressing these challenges together, designing solutions, working together to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. Yep, and we can only do it together. Anthony Philipson, thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast, and hopefully we'll catch up real soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Commissioner.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.